What would you say on tape looking back on the game?
Kind of the same stuff that we've kind of seen each and every week, just small detail plays where it could either be a 5-yard gain or, you know, a big explosive play for us. So just going back, looking at it, we got to clean up some small details, but looking forward to a new opportunity this week.
How excited are you to get back to Kyle Field and play a top 15 team?
It's going to be fun, a real exciting game. Definitely a talented team that we're going up against, but can't really worry about that. We got to make sure we're doing a good job this week preparing and make sure we're ready for Saturday.
Have they surprised you at all? Do you really maybe expect this out of Kentucky?
I wouldn't say a surprise. I knew they have a lot of talent on their team, but definitely put it all together. So something that we're looking forward to doing and playing against. So it should be fun on Saturday.
Kellen, on your two picks on Saturday, what kind of situations, what did you see right there, and maybe what mistake did you make?
Just, I would probably say one more inaccurate ball, the one I threw to Jason, then the other one, just a bad decision. Just really either try to throw it away or just make sure not to give the ball away. We were in field goal range, so just something that was both on my part that cost us points, so just something I need to clean up in my game.
An intentional grounding, did you really understand that from that standpoint? Did the referees or the officials tell you about that?
Nah, it was just a miscommunication on a route, and I ended up throwing it deep, and Kendrick ended up snapping it off. So I didn't think it was intentional grounding, or it wasn't, but I can't really control that.
Hey, Kellen, Coach Jimbo just announced that Jamon's out for a while because of some surgery. Have you talked to him and kind of reassess your wide receiver situation now?
Yeah, I talked to him, and he had surgery yesterday morning. So, I mean, I know he was mad after the game, but definitely I just told him make sure he's getting rehab and trying to get him back on the field as quick as possible. But just trying to keep him in the best spirits possible. Definitely a tough player. Was playing banged up pretty much the whole season. So just trying to make sure he can be healthy because he was a real bad, big aspect for the receiver group in that receiver room.
Well, you mentioned 3 weeks ago right in here that Hez Jones is the next guy that if he gets his chance, he could really shine. How confident are you in him?
I mean, I've always been confident in Hez, and even though he's been behind Jamon for the past 2 years, definitely come out to practice, work hard every single day, and no matter when he gets his chance, I feel like he's going to shine. So came up with some big catches for us this weekend to move the chains, so definitely looking forward to him increasing his role this week.
So Jamon's injury has been kind of a nagging thing that's or was there a single play that kind of did it for him?
No one really knew exactly what was actually wrong. I didn't even know till after the game, until he was hurt. I actually didn't know where he was, but definitely I think it was something that was a little bit nagging. I mean, he's been bumped and bruised pretty much this whole season with some small shoulder stuff and toe, but kind of been battling through it. But I guess he got hurt a lot worse this week.
Now, do you take extra reps with Hez then to get some chemistry going with him?
I think now he'll just be bumped up to the ones. Not sure how that depth chart in the receiver room, how that will work. Coach Craig and Coach Fisher will get that situated, but I would probably say Hez will probably be running with the ones now.
And you were throwing to him on your second interception?
Yes, that second one, yeah.
As a quarterback, you guys have a pretty close relationship with Coach Fisher. I know he can be pretty tough on you guys at practice. Has that taken some getting used to, having a guy that's kind of on you for pretty much the entire time?
I mean, I knew coming into it that he was going to coach us super hard, and that's something that I've heard from other players from other schools, and we know that he loves us, but that's why he coaches us the way he does, and we kind of look back at it and see it got us to this point, so there's no reason to change, and he's going to constantly be hard on us no matter what player it is. So something that we've all dealt with, but something that we all thank him for.
Would you say at the time you may be not appreciative as you are later on?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we all appreciate him. Definitely got us to where we are now, including me and all the other players. So we definitely thank him.
Did you talk to any old Jimbo quarterbacks to prepare for this?
No, but I have some friends at Florida State who I went to IMG with who told me how hard he was in practice. So it's something I guess I got used to pretty fast.
What was the worst thing he's done to you, screaming
wise? I mean, he yells at me every day in practice, so I guess that's kind of constant.
Is it?
Yeah.
Has he ever, like, come up and hug you and go, that was a great play?
See, That's rare, I would say. definitely tough love, and that's something that he always preaches, and that's why he coaches us the way he does.
How do you know when he's pleased with what you do?
It's one of those things. You know, if it's a good ball, he kind of is kind of expected from both me and him. So he's not constantly always, you know, like saying great ball continuously. He's just always coaching those small details.
What do you think of the throwbacks?
Should be pretty clean this weekend. So definitely for game back in Kyle Field, and then being able to wear these throwbacks should be fun.
What about Cam Buckley? He's leading your catches, yards right now, and he's replacing a great one in Christian Kirk. How about the job he's done?
Definitely, I think he's done a really good job. You know, always making big-time plays for us. Works very hard, and so kind of that really doesn't surprise me. Super smart player on the field, so looking forward to him making even more big plays this Saturday.
When you've gone against your defense in practice fall camp, what have they done, and what's been the keys to their improved run defense?
Definitely, I would say just the knowledge of the game. Definitely the defensive front is doing a really good job this season. Dalen has definitely improved, in my opinion, and having Justin Medibuke, Haldem, Kiki, definitely guys who work really hard, and then Tyrell and OT, guys who have constantly worked hard and really improved both of their games together. So the guys up front and everybody is kind of a whole group effort, so that's pretty much the reasoning. You know, they've constantly working hard, and it's paying off.
Is it as simple as having those three DTs out there at the same time just makes it really hard to run up in there?
Yeah, then that work ethic that kind of combines along with it is kind of what makes them really special.
Gillespie is a pretty hefty dude. Is he faster than maybe what many people would think?
Yeah, definitely faster than what people think. Try to get the ball in his hands. A lot of people don't really think he's athletic and fast just because he's a fullback, but definitely a big part of our offense.